Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
One of South Africa's largest mining houses, Impala Platinum, Implats, has told the market that its upcoming financial results will include impairments of 19.8 billion rand. It's warning that it will swing to a full-year loss as a result of a drop in prices for platinum group metals. And that loss is expected to be between 16.9 billion and 17.8 billion, with 80% of the write-down relating to Implats' flagship Rustenburg complex. Platinum group metals are used to curb emissions in petrol and diesel vehicles. Palladium and rhodium are down 50% and 63% respectively since the start of last year. Platinum itself has gone better, but not enough to stop the bleeding. Giant international mining house Glencore has abandoned its plans to exit coal. Glencore has massive coal mining interests in both South Africa and Australia, amongst others. CEO Gary Nagle, a South African who took over from Ivan Glasenberg, also a South African who put Glencore on the map, had planned to spin the coal operations off because of pollution. Investors have nixed the deal, and Glencore remains in coal with what is one of its most profitable businesses, driving record returns in recent years. And from the JSE itself, flat profits at the half-year stage. Profit after tax for the 6 months was 493 million rand, with revenue up 4.3% to 1.47 billion. The problem, according to a company statement, is a drop in equity trading activity on the JSE, although it looks as though things might look up in the second half of the year. JSE CEO Lila Faree, interviewed by News 24, says the peaceful formation of the Government of National Unity after the general election has created a watershed shift in investor sentiment towards the country. On the markets, we seem to be settling down after that very bumpy start to the week. JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed up 1.2% last evening. London's FTSE was up 1.8%. In New York, the Dow ended down 0.6%, the S&P 500 down 0.8%, the Nasdaq down just over 1%. Tokyo this morning up 0.5%, Hong Kong up 0.7%, Sydney down 0.2%. The US dollar at 109 to the euro, the rand at 18.36 to the dollar, 20.08 to the euro, 23.32 to sterling. Gold at 2,392, platinum 924, Bitcoin 57,191, Brent crude oil just over $78.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.